In the name of the God whose kindness is profound, whose mercy is everlasting, one of the important acts of worship that the Muslims have been required to go through is fasting. Fasting is done in one of the months of the year, the month of Ramadan. We know that in Islam, the calendar followed is a lunar calendar, and therefore it is based on the sighting of the moon. Fasting has been required to be undertaken according to the Quran because it inculcates God consciousness, at-taqwa. The Quran says, "Kutiba alaykumus siyam." On you, fasting has been prescribed. Kama kutiba ala allazina min qablikum. Like it was prescribed on the people before you. La'allakum tattaqoon. So that you may become God conscious. God consciousness is an ability, an attribute, which enables an individual to live this life in a state wherein he knows, he feels that he is in the presence of God. God is looking at him. God knows what he is doing. And as a consequence of this feeling, he stays away from doing whatever displeases God. And as a result of this behavior, this attitude, the individual is ultimately able to earn God's pleasure and as a result, enter the paradise for all times to come. So, taqwa, God consciousness, is extremely important for all individuals, for all believers. And fasting is one important way of inculcating taqwa in an individual. And therefore, fasting has been prescribed, has been made obligatory on all able-bodied believers during the month of Ramadan. The question is, how is it possible to inculcate that ability? Well, the answer is that in fasting, if you have gone through the process, you would know that right from morning till evening, we have been required to stay away from things which are otherwise legitimate for us. We have been asked not to drink, not to eat, and not to have intimate relations with wives. And this we do simply because God Almighty has asked us not to go close to them. Despite the fact that we need them, despite the fact that they are available, yet it is only God's command that inclines us not to benefit from them. That is exactly what the spirit of taqwa, God consciousness, is. In this worldly life of ours, there are many blessings that the Almighty has given us. Those blessings are legitimate and allowed to us. But there are certain other things also, which even though they attract us, they are not allowed to us. They are immoral, they are unacceptable. So that the life of taqwa, the attitude of God consciousness, is the one in which we do not come close to things which are illegitimate and unacceptable simply because God Almighty doesn't want us to do it. Although we on our own find ourselves inclined sometimes because of our weaknesses to benefit from them. And in the month of Ramadan, when we fast, we have been trained to inculcate that feeling, that ability to stop us from coming close to things which we otherwise like or are inclined towards simply because of the feeling that God is not pleased with what we are doing in case we indulge in them. So that in the month of Ramadan, when we go through this process every day for 29 or 30 months, it enables us to be prepared mentally, morally, and physically to tell ourselves, to tell our needs, our desires, to put checks, to put control on such matters where although there is an urge and inclination, yet that inclination and urge is not allowed to be satisfied. And this is because we know that God is looking at us. God is not pleased with certain things that we do. It is because of this reason that the Prophet, may Allah's mercy be on him, is reported to have said that if somebody fasts and stays away from drinking and eating and yet tells lies and acts upon lies, God Almighty is not interested in him just staying away from eating and drinking because that is not what the purpose of fasting is. The purpose of fasting is to inculcate taqwa, to be God conscious, to be aware of the fact that this life of ours is a trial. In this life of trial, there are certain things that we are allowed to do. And there are certain things we are not allowed to do. And the things that we are not allowed to do, even if they are available, even if we like them, God Almighty would like us not to benefit from them and not to go close to them. That is what the spirit of the month of Ramadan, the spirit of fasting is. And that is how taqwa is ultimately created and inculcated in the individual. May the Almighty enable us to understand His message properly, and may He enable us to follow it to the best of our abilities.